I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I need Shelly Winter to call the show. I need Shelly to go ahead and call the program. He used to work here, so he knows the backline number. I need him to call the show. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Shelly Winter has come out of hiding. Shelly, good day. Welcome.
What's going on, my brother? How are you, sir?
I'm good, brother. How are you, man?
I'm wonderful, brother. You know, I tune you in every day, and I heard you talking. I was like, man, I gotta call my boy.
You got to. You got to.
I gotta defend.
Let me read for those who may not have heard it. Let me read the comment again. So you put, this was 19 hours ago, on your Facebook page, which you have a significant number of conservatives and Trump allies on your page, and naturally so, you're a conservative radio personality. And you wrote, no shade intended, instead of being happy with truces and peace treaties, wouldn't it be more constructive to just disband the entire organization? And my response to you was, if you think that's a practical solution in the real world, I suggest you try it. And then your response, your response after that, would love to, don't know the players you do. Then my response was, I introduce you at our next meeting. We'll let you know when it is. Now, let me go back. Go ahead.
No, I said that's perfect. I would love that.
Now, let's go back to your first comment when you said, we'll love to, don't know the players. You actually do know the players. Do you not know Big Haroon?
I do know Haroon.
You know the players. You know one main player.
I do, but you're the organizer, and I even liked what you did. I wasn't, as I said in my post, and I really meant it. I wasn't being funny. I said no shade intended. I wasn't trying.
But then you threw shade. Come on, man. Then you threw shade by saying, "Wouldn't it be more constructive just to disband the entire organization?"
Hold on, Rashad. Let me finish. I said no shade intended. I really meant that. I wasn't throwing shade. I was making a point. I was making a larger point. The truce and all that, that's wonderful. Let's stop all of that murder and all the stuff. That's wonderful. I even liked your meeting when you posted about the meeting. I even liked it. So I knew what was going on, and I applaud you for those efforts, and I salute you for doing that. My point was, let's now move to the next step, and maybe I wasn't clear enough, but my point was, let's move to the next step and not let just a truce or peace treaty be the end of it. Let's just disband it. And one of the main reasons I wrote that was because I'm seeing this kind of verbiage coming out, not from necessarily you, but from others that are starting to describe these gangs as street fraternities in an effort to kind of change the lingo and change the language, much like we did with the N-word, where we take something negative and just change the whole definition.
Okay, I got to go to a break. Positive. I got to go to a break. I'm going to hold you. We're going to discuss that. But here's what I want you to ponder during these next few minutes while we're on break. I want you to ponder this.
Yes, sir.
When you say they're trying to take a negative and turn it into a positive, number one, that's not a bad thing. But it actually started.
No, hold on. Listen to me, sir.
The lingo. Okay. I got it. Okay. But remember, sir, remember, the lingo and the organization or gangs, as you call them, actually started
many call them
gang steal. They never called themselves gangs. This was attributed to them by the media. That's who started calling them gangs first. They did not start calling themselves gangs. So when we talk about Crips, do you know what CRIPS stands for?
I know all of that, but it doesn't matter what it means and what the intention was. It's what it became.
No, it does matter what the intention was, because what you're seeing is them. Okay, listen, sir. Sir, listen to me.
You're eradicating the behavior, Rashad.
Listen to me, Shelly. Shelly?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
They're trying to return back to the original intent of what the organizations were created for. And they were not created to kill people. They were not created to start wars or territorial beefs. They were created so that their communities could be protected and so that their women could be protected. If you were at the summit, you would have heard all of the history of these various organizations and what they're trying to return back to.
I completely understand that.
Okay, hold on. I got a heartbreak. Okay. I'm coming right back to you. Hold on. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on radio. I'm talking with radio personality, and he is a popular radio personality with his group. No hand clap on that, Julian. He is popular with his people. Shelley Winter is on the program. He wrote something on Facebook that personally affected me, and I responded back. And he wrote, no shade intended, instead of being happy with truces and peace treaties, wouldn't it be more constructive to just disband the entire organization? I responded, if you think that's a practical solution in the real world, I suggest you try it. Now, six people liked my comment on his page. He responded, would love to, don't know the players you do. Nobody liked his comment on his own page. And then I said, I'll introduce you at our next meeting. We'll let you know what it is. So I do have Shelley Winter still on the program. Shelley?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I wanted you to ponder just the original intent of these organizations. It's important because that's what they're trying to get back to. Now, the word CRIP, people don't even know this. CRIP means Community Revolution in Progress. That's what CRIP means. Okay? 5 points to the Star for Bloods, the primary is love. Gangster Disciples, the GD, don't stand for Gangster Disciples. It actually stands for Growth and Development. See, people don't know these things about the culture of these street organizations, street tribes. I think it is great that they are undergoing a self-awareness and self-identification transformation. They are saying, we never called ourselves gangs. You called us gangs. And we're going to now take ownership of our narrative. We're not going to refer to ourselves as gangs. We're going to refer to ourselves as street tribes, street organizations, or street warriors. And I think that's a good thing, especially when it reflects the actual internal policies that they're trying to get to. Go ahead, Shelley.
Right. So the fact is, so you all I'm trying to say is, you can still disband an organization. It doesn't mean you're getting rid of the original intent.
But why disband when it's not practical?
Can you let me finish? You can still disband an organization without getting rid of the original intent. Clearly, if they're going through a self-developmental, a self-realization that they are not what they turned into being, then that's a wonderful thing. And I don't think anybody would be against that. Everyone is for that. What I'm saying is, once it turns negative, then it's negative. You cannot turn it back to being positive because of
why is that?
Original intent. Because you can't.
Why?
Because you already have a notion and a reality. You talked about being in a real world. The reality is, no matter what it was started to do, it wasn't that for the last 25, 35 years. It wasn't that.
So you're telling me that only these organizations are unable to overcome a negative narrative that has been affixed to them primarily by members of the media. But you're telling me that everybody else can do it except them.
Listen, this idea that the media is shooting people is ridiculous.
But they're not.
This idea that the media is selling dope in our communities is ridiculous. So stop.
Yeah, the idea that gangsters are doing it only is ridiculous. Let me tell you something else that you may not know, Shelley. Shelley, stop. Stop for a minute.
Dude,
stop for a minute because you are. No, how the hell am I going to stop on my damn show? I stopped. Nothing here. Yeah, exactly. That's why you need to stop.
No, but I need to explain to you what I'm saying before you.
You just attributed all criminality of killing and dope dealing to gangbangers. That is ridiculous as hell, sir, and you know that.
I attributed their illegal behavior to them because we're talking about them. So don't try and twist my words. We're talking about the gang, and we're talking about the illegal behavior they exhibit.
That some, Shelley, exhibit. A street tribe, sir, is like any other organization. You got criminals in the Republican Party. 34 of them have already been indicted. Have you called for the disbandment of the Republican Party?
You are so much smarter than that. What has that got to do with what we're talking about right now?
Because the Republican Party is an organization, sir. And right now it has a negative connotation. And 34 people in the Republican Party have been indicted. And I have not heard you or any of your conservative colleagues call for the disbandment of the Republican Party.
Okay, so there we are. Okay, so here's the idea. So the Republican Party has so much negativity attached to it by you and the other side of the political fence. So let's say it all has all this negative connotation attached by you to it. So you want to, if they change the name to the Refuglin' Party, it doesn't change the aspect.
But that's not what they're doing with the street organizations. They're actually transforming the policy. Come on, what? Shelly, you're in a space you know nothing about trying to judge it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to come to the next meeting. I want you to come to the next meeting, brother.
I'll be there, and I will say the exact same thing I'm saying now, which I've said to Mike and others.
Okay, you'll say, okay, brother, you may not want to come to this meeting. If you think you want to come here to tell everybody else what to do, you are already walking into the room being disrespectful to what they are and who they are. And that won't be tolerated, brother. You don't want to walk into a room full of individuals who have been part of an indoctrination for many years, and they have love for their organization. They got love for it. So what you do, the first thing you do, Shelly, let me break it down, brother, because I actually teach psychology of leadership. The first thing you do, Shelly, the first thing you do is you establish what's called ideological proximity. You let them know what commonalities you do have, and you allow them to talk to you so that you can have an understanding of their truth. You don't walk into rooms like that, brother, not gangster rooms, street tribe rooms, political rooms, corporate rooms, and tell everybody else what to do.
Okay, can I talk now?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So here's my point. The point I'm trying to make is disbanding something is not the same thing as keeping the name, keeping the image, and just saying you're doing something different. Because there will be people who, because of the name, because of the image, will continue to do the things that they were doing before because you kept the same name and you've kept everything the same. So when you talk about the self-realization, you have to get everyone on board with the self-realization. You cannot get half of them. So what I was saying was, when you talk about disbanding something and starting afresh, it's since you're having a fresh start and you're trying to get away from what the media, and I'm doing air quotes right now, has formulated about you, the best way to go about that, the most constructive way about going about that, is disbanding completely and starting fresh, new.
Okay.
Not keeping the same, keeping the same imagery, and keeping
Okay, all right. You're just wrong on some point, Shelly. I understand what you're trying to say. You're just wrong on some points. Number one, it's not simply a rebranding in name and title. It is actually an internal policy transition that has more, that is more reflective of the branding. But sir, hold on for a second. Hold on. Because I need to respond to what you said.
It's an internal.
That's fine.
When I'm finished, brother.
Say what now? Say what?
Brother,
wait a minute, Shelly. I cannot allow you to filibuster on my program. If I feel, because this program has a time limit, if I feel that it is time for me to insert, that's exactly what I will do. You won't filibuster my show.
How can you insert something? I don't care whose show it is, dog. If we're having a conversation, we're having a conversation.
Okay, Shelly. Shelly.
Shelly.
You've been over there with those blowhards at 106.7 too damn long. Okay, that's what you've been doing. If you think that I don't have the right on my program to insert areas that I know you are misrepresenting, then you don't understand the dynamics of being a host.
Dude, how can I misrepresent my own opinion, dog?
You just misrepresented what they are doing. And I'm trying to bring clarity because I have a responsibility to truth for the people who are listening to the program.
Told me what they're doing. It's the self-realization. They're going back to the original formula of the original organization's principles. You already told me that. And I'm saying to you, you cannot go back to the original principles. It's already been perverted. So why take something that's been perverted, that started off good, and keep it and try and flip it back over?
Well, let me ask you, has the Republican Party, have they been corrupted on any level?
party, dog.
Have they been corrupted on any level? I'm asking you, have they been corrupted on any level?
The whole political system's been corrupted on
every level. So why have you not called for the disbandment of the Republican Party?
Okay, let's call for it. It's called Trumpism. That's the disbandment.
But why have you not called for the disbandment of the Republican Party if you know that dynamics have been corrupted?
I have, sir. That's why I call it. That's why I vote for Trump, because he's disbanded the Republican Party.
So you today are calling for the disbandment of the Republican Party?
People who come to me every year and tell me they're going to cut taxes, they're going to cut spending, and they never do. They fix the immigration problem, and they never do. They've been telling me that for 20 years. I'm all for getting rid of those people. That's right. So now, what are you going to do about the Democratic Party that's now telling you that they want reparations when they ignored it with the black president, the black Democrat held by the Congress, and the black Senate held? All of them held by the Democrats.
And the Republicans aren't even considering the idea. See, politics has nothing, as far as I'm concerned, Shelley, politics has nothing to do with if the person's heart is in the right place. That's between them and God. That's it.
How do you know where their hearts are? You know,
I don't care where their hearts are. It's not for me to know. I care where their vote is located.
No, you just said, I just know where their hearts are.
I said, I don't know where their hearts are. Don't and don't care. That's between them and God. I care where their votes are.
Why won't you disband the Democratic Party, make it more progressive?
Yeah, because I'm not a Democrat. That's why.
You're not a Democrat?
I'm not a Democrat. No.
I can't speak to a man who's going to lie to myself right to my face. I'll talk to you later, brother.
This guy's an idiot. Now, I say on this program often, I'm not a Democrat. Stop being a Democrat on the day they stop side of my check. I say that damn near once a week. I am a progressive because I believe in progress. I say that often. What happens is people like Shelley and others, they try to put you in a box. Maybe I will post this on social media. Do you realize how much hate mail I get from Democrats when I go on national news, when I talk about them on the program? Because I'm willing to hold them accountable in ways that a Democrat simply would not. So nobody lied to your face, Shelley. I'm not a Democrat. 404-892-2703. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, news and talk 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.